Meaning by the Kohen Gadol is different. Since he's doing the Avodah there anyway, so he has to walk around in his Deach with his feet. Nenech Nama, when he comes all the way to Dreymus Marovis, over there will hand to him the Yayin, and there he'll do the Nisach HaYayin. Nenech Nama, with the wine itself, he does not have to walk around. But by Shar Kahanim, that they're not doing the Avodah, they're only coming to do the Nisach HaYayin, Nenech Nama, by them, they should make, go straight to the left side, go straight to Karen Dreymus Marovis. Omar Rav says, Dekanan, I'll bring you proof also. Tiktoni says, Noisnin loy yayin lenesach. It says, we give to the Kohen Gadol the wine to make Nesach with. Loy Ketoni does not say, Omar loy Nesach. We do not stam say to the Kohen, go make the Nesach. So Shmamina, that's the proof that really the Kohen Gadol is not holding the wine. He's walking around the Mizbeach. And when he comes to the corner of the Dreymus Maravis, over there we hand to him the yayin to make the Nesach HaYayin. Nenech Nami, we're afraid the wine will become smoked, so we do not let the wine go around the Mizbeach. Tana Rabbanan, word like this. Kol Oilim la Mizbeach, Oilim Derech Yemin. Whoever goes up to the Mizbeach, goes up the right side, the Yod and Derech Smol. When you come down from the Mizbeach, you come down on the left side. Oilim Derech Mizrach, you go up on the east side, the Yod and Derech Marav, and you come down on the west side of the Mizbeach. Chutz min ha'oil l'shkosh ha'dvarim alolu, excluding when you go up for these special things, shalom derech marav, you go up the left side, you go straight to the marav, to the west side, the yordan derech marav, and you also come down on the marav side. Oil and derech yamin, the yordan derech yamin, he goes up on the right side, and he comes down on the right side. So where's the question, what's going on here? What's the question? Derech Yemin, Derech Smerlu. Why is this called the right side? It's called the left side. We just said on these three things, he goes straight to the Marav, to the left side. Some Ravina says, Toni Smerlu. Enechnami should be learned rather, he goes up on the left and comes down on the left. Rava says, Ma Yemin, you know what it means, the right side here? It means, Yemin de Mizbeach, means the right of the Mizbeach itself. My smell, what does it mean before the left? It means smell the gav, or the left, like the left side of the person. So next time it's the same thing, the left side of the person, which is the right side of the Mizbeach. So Rav says no, if so, Vinisti should have learned, Oy e divided the Mizbeach, either both should have said it's the right side of the Mizbeach, Oy e divided the gav, or else both should have said it's the left side of the person. So Kash, Nechnamit is a little of a Kasho, exactly what the Braisa, how the Braisa says it. Even though that's what the Braisa means, but still the Lashon is a little of a kasha. Now the Mishnah says, Chatis oif keitzet hoisenasis. How did the Kohanim work with the Chatis oif? How did they do it? So the Avodah was like this. Ho yemoylek es roisho mimil orpo. The Kohen would make the Malika with his hand, with wear, on the head of the oif, mimil orpo, in the back of it, on the back of its neck. And he would press down with his thumb, with his nail there, and go across the mafrekes, and then cut the simonim. But v'yein amavdala would not separate completely the head from the body. It would still be attached. Then, umaze midoma akira mezbech. Without a kli, there's no kabbalah sadam. When the Kohen was holding the oif in his hand, he would now spritz the dam directly from the oif onto the side of the mezbech. And the makom we had before was of the bottom part of the chutah sikra. Shiori hadam, the leftover blood still in the oif, hoya mismatze ala yisoid. He will like squash it, squeeze it against the yisoid of the mizbeach. No ein la mizbeach ala domo. The mizbeach only had from the dam of the chatas oif, but for kulu lekahanim, all the rest of it, all the rest of the meat of the oif was eaten by the kahanim. Tana rabbanan, price is like this. Vehizo midam achatis. You should spritz the blood of the dam achatis. So miguf achatis, it means from the oif itself, from the guf of the chatis. Means there's no kabbalah sadam, not with his hand, just he holds on to the oif and sprays the dam from the oif onto the mizbeach. Okay, said, how is this? Oichas barosh, he holds on to the head, over guf, and the guf of the bird, umazer, and he spritzes the dam, akira mizbeach, on the side of the mizbeach. For loy akira kevis, and not on the side of the kevis, not on the plank, v'lo yakir heichal, not on the kir on the wall of the Eichel. For lo yakir ulam, not on the kir of the ulam. Now v'yeze ze kir atachtein, which kir, which side of the Mizbeach are you supposed to make this hazoyes adam? It has to be on the bottom part of the Mizbeach, the bottom part of the chutz ha-sikra lamata. Oyeni, maybe not that way, elakira elyoin, maybe the hazoyes adam of a chat ha-soif should go on the top part of the Mizbeach. And the dinner was to swirl like this. Uma behema, madir korbin chatis. By behema. Shoilo soy lamata. Chato soy lamalo, madir by behema. It's korbin oilo. The dam of the korbin oilo. The zrik is done on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. Still the dam of the korbin chatis, a behema, is done lamalo, is done on the top part of the Mizbeach. If so, oif. By birds. Shoilo soy lamalo. That hazoyis hadam of oilo soif. It's supposed to be done on top of the chutz ha-sikra. Is the einer din, isn't it a svaro shechatosoy lamalo? The ruwa din echatisoyf also, it's hazoyis adam should be done lamalo on top of chutz ha-sikra. On this Talmud, the pasuk says no, v'yanisha badam yimotzei yisoyt ha-mizbeach. The leftover of the dam, you should squash it against the yisoyt of the mizbeach. So we dash in kir shashurayim shaloi mismatzim liyitzoyt. It has to be, when the Pasuk says, V'hiza midam achatis el kir ha-mizbeach, it has to be the kir, the wall, that goes down to the mokum of the shirayim. It has to be kir, a wall, shashirayim shaloi mismatzim liyisoid. V'yeza, which is this? Zekir ha-tachtoin. That's the bottom part of the chutz ha-sikra. To explain, because if it would have been done on the top part of the mizbeach, then most of it would drip down to the seivev, but not further down. And here it's mashma that the dam of the chat esayif has to drip down to the yisayid. Therefore it's a raya that the hazur has to be done on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Now then we ask the question why. V'neved miloi, v'od neved mititoi. Maybe you could do it both ways. First do it on top. Rosh is hazur yasalamala. V'yadin nois to be said before. And then you make the mitzui on the bottom. Like here, the pasuk is only talking about the mitzui, made like the shirayim, not that you squash the oif itself against the yisoid. That is done on the bottom part of the mizbeach. But maybe the actual hazor could be done even on the top part of the mizbeach. Amar Rava says, Mikisiv yamtzei, they say yamtzei yimotzei ksiv. To memela mashma that the dam of the hazor itself by itself falls down to the yisoid. So that's only if you're going to make the hazor on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. But if you're going to make the Azor on the top half of the Mizbeach, it'll only fall down to the Seivev and not below that. Therefore, that's the proof. The Hazois of the Dam of the Chata Seif has to be on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Omar Rav Zutra Batuvia. Omar Rav. Ketzad Molkin Chata Seif. How do you make a Malika by a Chata Seif? How does the Kohen hold on to the Oif Bishas he makes the Malika? So it says, Oiches Gapov Vishtei Atzbois. He holds like its wings in between two fingers. Oishtei Raglayim Vishtei Atzbois. And the 2 feet of the bird is in between the other 2 fingers. O Moitech Savoroi Arechav Godloi. Like stretches out the neck of the bird along the width of his thumb. O Mokai. Then oppressed in with his thumb against the back part of the neck. And that's the way it makes the Malika. The Machnisa Tzor, the Braisi, we learned, Sifro Milabar. The Braisi was learned that the bird itself is like outwards. So Rashi says outwards means the way we do it, just that the face of the bird was facing downwards towards the palm of the hand. The same thing, Oiches Gapo Bishtetz Bois. He holds the wings with 2 fingers, Oishtei Raglayim Bishtetz Bois, and the 2 feet with the 2 fingers. Umoitech, and he stretches Savora, the neck of the bird, over the width of 2 fingers, and then he would press down with his thumb to cut through the mafrekes into the 2 simonim. And it says, this was like mashma, the hardest avodah to be done in the base of Migdash. So I ask the question, Zuhi, the Sulai, is this the only one that's so hard on the other ones? There's a kemitza that's very hard to do, to get the exact measurements of the kemitza and the chafina. That's by the Kohen Gadol. When on Yom Kippur, we used to have to bring the terrorists, he had to have a mole, 2 handfuls, and he had to like put it into the machto and carry it into the Kodesh Kodashim, and then pour it back from the machto, from the shovel, into his two hands. It's very hard to do, to fill up two hands, you yourself pouring it into it. Like, you have to hold the tip of it with your top part of your fingers and tilt it over upwards till it comes down into your fingers. So it's very hard to make the chafina. So there are two other hard avoidas. So where it says rather in economy, LA must say like this, Zu avoid kosher, me avoid kosher is Sheva Migdash. This was like one of the three hard avoidas that were done in the Beit HaMikdash. But really there were three of them. There was the Malika, there was the Kemitza, and there was the Chafina that the Kohen Gadol did. Now the Mishnah says, Oyla Asoif Keitzer Oysanasis. How did the Kohen do the avoida by a korban Oyla Asoif, a bird that was brought for korban Oyla? So it says, Olo Ba Kevesh, he would go up the plank, the Kohen would go up the plank, it was the Oyla Asoif, had it been done on the Lamalo, on the top part, the Karen Dremis Mizrochis. So he went up the Kevesh, or final the Saiviv, he would turn then to the Saiviv, which the right side, the small plank, would take him onto the Saiviv. Bo loyal Karen Dremis Mizrochis. He would come first on the right side to the corner of the Dremis Mizrochis, the east-south corner. Ho Yemela Kes Roshoi Mimul Arpoi. He would make the Malika there with his thumb, piercing it through the back of the neck of the bird. And Umavdil, he would separate it. Means the head would come off from the bird. Here it's not Hoizor, he doesn't spritz it, rather the oif itself, he presses against the side of the Mizbeach. He brings close the base Malika to the side of the Mizbeach, and he presses it against the Mizbeach. And it's not like the Zor we had before, but it's like the Mitzvah Adam. You make the Mitzvah Adam. Akira Mizbech, the son of the Mizbech. Now, Notal Esarosh, now we would take the head, Vihikif, base Malikosala Mizbech. He would like bring the head and the part that was the Malika, there was the part that's cut of the head, he would take that part close to the Mizbech, Usvogai Bamelech. In other words, we take it to the Mizbech Pashid to make a Mitzvah down from there also, to get the dam out of the Rosh. And then after he got the dam out of it, then Usvog Bamelech, then he would like wipe it with salt, which was found on top of the Mizbech, Verzok Agab Ishim, and then he would throw the head onto the fire, on top of the fire, on top of the Mizbech. Bola Laguf, then the Kohen will come to the guf, to the body of the bird, he would take off its crop, take off the feathers around there, he would take out the kishka, the insides there, that comes out with the crop, with the zefik, and he would throw this to the Beis Hadeshen, which is on the south side of the Mizbeach, on the east side of the Keves. Now, Shisa, he would like tear apart the bird, cut to tear the bird like in two, but not completely the way Hivdol. He would not mamish make into two pieces, just like rip it open. The Hivdol, let's say, but the Evra came into two pieces, and Hivdol, kosher, still the Oyla Saif is kosher. Usvog the Melech, then they would like cover it up with salt, for Zork Agavishim, and then when they would throw the body of the Oyla on top of the fire, as it's a carbon Oyla, the whole thing is burnt, both the head and the body. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be loy heiser, loy asamuro? Let's say they did not take the crop or from the bird. For loy asanoitzet, not its feathers. For loy as b'nei mayin hayosin imo, and not the kishka, the insides that come out with it. V'loy svogel melech, or else they did not cover it up with salt. So, kol sheshinabo, me'acha shemitzes domak shera. As long as they made the mitzvah yadam, it's kosher. As all these things are done, since all these things are done, after he does the mitzvah adam, therefore kshera the Oyla Asoif. Because the ikar avoda of the Oyla Asoif is the mitzvah adam. After he makes the malik, after he separates the head from the body, he takes the body and presses it against the mizbeach, get the dam on the mizbeach, that's the ikar, the avoda adam of the Oyla Asoif. So these other things that he's supposed to do afterwards, they're not likuva. Even if you do not do them, still the korban is kosher. What's going to be Hivdul Bechatis? That's when he made the malika by a chatis oif. He made a complete malika that he separated the head from the body by korban by chatis oif. He wasn't supposed to, but he did it. Or else loy hivdu boilo by the oila soif. He did not separate the head from the body. It's possible. These things are likuva. These things are before the Zerika Saddam. Therefore, these things are possible. The Yumishan and the Avodah Saddam, the Korban is possible. Meet Saddam HaRosh, for Loi meet Saddam HaGuf. Let's say, but the other side, he only took the head and squashed the head against the Mizbeach. Got the dam of the head onto the Mizbeach. But for Loi meet Saddam HaGuf, he did not separate, he did not squash the dam of the Guf onto the Mizbeach. Subsula, in the Lachar is, the dam is Sula. When the Korban is possible, that's the Soran and the Ikav Avodah of the Zerika. Mitzah dam aguf, for the mitzah dam arosh ksheira. Let's say by this oila soif, he made the mitzah, he squashed the guf onto the side of the mizbeach. He got the dam of the guf onto the mizbeach. But for the mitzah dam arosh, he did not squeeze the dam of the head onto the mizbeach. Ksheira still is kosher, because the ikur avoda by the oila soif is the mitzah of the dam of the guf, and not the mitzah the dam arosh. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Chati Soif? You have this Korban Chati Soif. Shemolka Shloi Lishmo, the Kohen that made the Malika, he had the wrong Korban in mind. He had in mind for either for Korban of an Achar, Shloi Lishmo for somebody else, or for different Korban. Or else, Mitzvah Doma Shloi Lishmo, not to Shast the Malika, but to Shast the Mitzvah Doma. When he's spritzing the dam of the Chati Soif, he had in mind Shloi Lishmo, Oy lishmo v'shloi lishmo, because he had a mind lishmo l'shem chatasoif and l'shem another korban. Oy shloi lishmo lishmo, whereas first he had a mind shloi lishmo for another korban, and then he ended up with the machshav lishmo psula. There's a halacha just like by a korban chatas. Shloi lishmo makes a psula in the korban. Who then by a chatasoif shloi lishmo makes a psula in the chatasoif? What about oyla soif? What about the same machshav has happened by a korban oila soif ksheira, just like by a korban oila shloi lishmo is kosher? The first mishnah nimsechta who adin by oila soif also shloi lishmo is kosher, just as shloi olu lebaylam shem chayva, but the korban itself is ksheira. Or b'vad the mishnah says shloi oisam lebaylam, it does not help for the baylam for his chayva. If he made a neder, he still have to bring another korban. Now echad chate soif v'yechad oila soif, whether it's a chatis soif or an oila soif, shemolkon, the kohanim, the kohen made the malika, v'she mitzah domon, and he made, or else he made the shastas rikas adam, the mitzah dam. He had in mind like this, v'shas either one of these two avoidas, he had in mind, lechol dover shadarka lechol, either to eat from the meat that's supposed to be eaten from a korban chatis, or else lahakter dover shadarka lahakter, who he had in mind to burn from the oila soif, chutzlim kaimai, he had a mind to do it the wrong place. Say posel, that's like a machsheves chutzlam kaimai, that the korban becomes posel, but v'yein b'koris, it's not a machsheves pigol, since it was only chutzlam kaimai. What's going to be chutzlam zmanoi? He has a mind to do it or to burn it the wrong day, pigol, and a chnaim then it's chal the psul pigol in this oif, and therefore the chayav mal of koris, if you eat now from the bosor, you'll be chayav koris. But also providing, but provided that you have to bring the rest of the korban the way you're supposed to. The namish, the same way we had by korban, the same thing applies to a knife. If you do all the avoidis ksheira, the only psul is just an achshava pigol, then it's like a chal pigol, and you have koris if you eat from this knife. Alright, turn over. Now the Mishnah goes on to explain, Ketzad, what's the case of korav hamatik kimitzvosai? What's the case by these oifos that says you did all the avoidance the right way, just you had a machshavas pigul? It's like this. Molak pishtika. B'shas the kohen made the malika, he was shosak. He did not have any machshavas psula. Or mitzah adam chuslas manoi. Only b'shas mitzah adam, he had in mind to eat it the wrong time, or to burn it the wrong time. Or else oisha molak chuslas manoi. B'shas the avoidance the malika, he had in mind to do it the wrong time. And then umitzah adam b'shtika, b'shas mitzah did it without any wrong machshava. Or else, oisha molak umitzah adam chuslas manoi. Even if he did both of them with the same machshava, teach the meat the wrong time. It also makes the machshava spigol. Zehu shekorav amatne kimitzvosoi. It's here by an oif. There's only two avoiders. There are two matirim. It's the malika and the zrika. So even though he had both machshav, both times the machshav of chuslas manoi, that's the machshav's pigol. But ketzed, what will be a case? Loi korav amatne kimitzvosoi. What will be a case that he was not korav amatne kimitzvosoi? There would be molak chuslam koimoi. He made a malika chuslam koimoi. Or else, omitzei adam chuslas manoi. That b'shas maliki had a mind to do it the wrong place, and then b'shas rikas dam he had a mind to do it chuslas manoi, the wrong time. That does not make pigul, since besides the machshava of chuslas manoi, he also had the machshava of chuslam koimoi. Or else, oy shemola chuslas manoi, that he made the malika, b'shas maliki had a mind to eat it the wrong time, but omitzei adam chuslam koimoi, b'shas the mitzvah he had a mind hit it the wrong place. So there's another machshava besides pigul, therefore it's only possible, it's not chayav kara, it's no din pigul. Or else, oy shemolak umitzei adam chuslam koimai, he only had in mind to do it the wrong place, these therefore does not become pigul.